We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling 911 when in an accident may just not be enough. Car accident, remember. After 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN is a legal and medical referral service. Non-employee spokesperson.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Happy opening night to everybody. Heat basketball is back tonight, Leroy. And that just makes me happy.
Yeah?
It's been a long wait, man. It's been a long wait. It's been a stressful summer.
Can I ask you this?
It was a terrible night. Don't ruin it yet. And I can't wait to take Frank Hole to the woodshed tonight. Yes, well, what's going on, man?
We're anticipating this. Without really knowing anything about this team.
Doesn't matter right now. It's not.
We really don't know. Is that part of it? Is that part of the excitement?
They're undefeated.
Is that you don't know?
Yeah, they're undefeated right now.
Oh, don't do that. That's so cheesy.
But they are.
Right.
How many losses they got?
They got a better winning percentage than... Oh, they got the same winning percentage as Golden State.
Do you have a winning percentage if you're 0-0?
Yeah, 0. If you're 0-1, guess what your winning percentage is?
Zero. I don't think you have a winning percentage, though, if you haven't played any games.
Or you're perfect on the season.
Well, it's like not having a batting average. Like, you don't have a batting... Like, a person with no at-bats, it's not the same batting average as somebody who's 0-1.
Dun, dun. Although it's the same number.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
There's nothing to divide it to, though. So...
1 minute and 30 seconds.
What are you looking for?
I'm ready to jump at you.
Why? Because
it's the same batting average.
I don't think so. I believe if you haven't had an at-bat, you don't have a batting average. A win percentage, I don't know. Can you just go to the standings, Robbie? If you go to the standings, is everybody zero? If nobody's played, is there no winning percentage or is there just nothing there?
I think you get a dash if you haven't played yet.
I think you're right. That's not the same.
All right, fine.
But Leroy does mention... That Warriors team, that was first year of the Big Three-esque when they got their asses kicked by Boston.
Well, part of the problem is that they have to be who they are. And that means that Steph Curry has to have the basketball in his hands and let him facilitate
right. And
do all those other things, or Draymond Green at the top while everybody else runs around. Because they have so much talent, they're trying to run set offense, and they've never played like that.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing with Kevin Durant this year. You know, LeBron had the quote where he was asked when is KD going to get the heat that you did? And his quote was, when I retire. I don't think that's the case, because I think LeBron's pretty Teflon right now.
What?
At least for this year. Leroy, I mean.
Are you kidding me?
I'm taking... Listen to who's saying this. I'm stepping out of the box. Let me step out of my skin here as Team Petty.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
He's Teflon this year. There's nobody who could take anything away from him this year. This is a victory lap, house money year. And when there's nobody to claw at, when you don't have the guy at top to claw at, because he did something nobody's ever done.
Yeah,
he led in every category in the finals.
It'd be pretty hard to say anything negative about LeBron.
So unless that team has like a hangover like the 07 Heat did, and they just are terrible, I think those Cavs are going for a nice easy ride this year.
They're not going to be terrible either, because they look even better with Dunleavy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They look good, man. Kevin Love looked good. I think that those two, Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, I think those two are going to have really good years, because they've kind of gotten the monkey off their back. just everything plays. You get into those runs where it's easier. Like the Heat in that defending year was the year they went on the 27 win streak. Right. You know, you just. I think a lot of that stuff in the regular season is going to come easy too. Will it be coasting? Yeah, I think they'll be coasting at some points. But I mean, the East is so mishmash; like it may not matter.
Right.
Anyway, but anyway, getting back to my point with Kevin, he's in this position where
next guy up.
Not only is he next guy up, but he's only really in a position, unless they win it this year, he's kind of going to be looked at as the guy who ruined it. Because everybody loved watching the Warriors last year.
Right.
They were this entertaining, flashy style.
Right.
And he's going to be looked at, first of all, he's already looked at as a coattail rider.
Right.
And now he's going to be looked at as the guy who messed it up.
And I can add something to that. Okay. He left a superstar.
Yep.
It wasn't like when LeBron left Cleveland the first time.
Dumpster fire.
Right. And almost when he left here a couple of years ago, I mean, it wasn't like he wasn't leaving Westbrook.
No.
Westbrook is the biggest star.
He left a broken team. Like that's what LeBron left.
So you can call him what you want, but he left a team.
Are we getting crashed by the Heat dancers right now, Len? Is that what's happening? They don't have to wait outside. What are you kidding me? Hello, Heat dancers.
Hi.
Thank you for coming in today. What do we got? We got gifts?
Yeah.
Oh, ha-ha.
What do we got? We got t-shirts.
What is this?
Happy Heat Week.
Happy Heat nice Week. Shirt. Happy Heat Day. Oh, my goodness. Thank
you got
you
one
so
for
much.
Beast?
We got plenty.
Okay. We'll get one for
did you, oh, you.
Thank
did
you.
Two,
thank
like,
you so
you
much, ladies.
Together?
This is awesome. Look at this, Leroy.
What's happening?
And t-shirt. Yeah. Rock that tonight during the game. This looks good. You guys got that new collection out, right? The new fall line. Not too bad. You guys want to check out the Miami Heat store tonight? The dancers brought us a nice picture here of the lineup
them?
For this year.
Yeah.
So this is exciting. Who we got with us? What is your name?
My name is Brittany.
Brittany.
My name is Lindsay.
Lindsay, good to have you guys in. So what are we doing here today? Where are we patrolling? Where have we visited for Heat Week so far?
We've gone around a bunch of different media stations talking about our opening game on Friday.
This is obviously the nicest place.
But
though,
yeah,
right?
This is definitely our
thank you.
Our number one
obligatory
spot.
Answer. You guys excited for the upcoming? You got opening night on Friday. You guys all set? Routines are all set.
Routines are set. We're ready to go. We have our new team. We're excited to showcase our talent as well as our team's talent. We can't wait.
What years are we on the squad?
It's my first year. This is my fifth year.
What is she going through hazing now? Like, is there
hazing?
No, no, no.
like hazing.
Never, never. We love our rookies. They treat us good. They treat us good.
All right.
You don't have to carry all bags right. or anything?
No.
Oh.
Well. Only posters.
Posters and shirts.
All right.
This has been fantastic. Thank you for the surprises. I really appreciate it. This is awesome. Go out to the Heat. We got opening night on Friday. Thank you so much for stopping in. This is awesome, guys. Thank you so much. Wow, look at that, Leroy. See, I'm all happy, and now I get gifts. This is pretty badass,
I know.
Man. This is you came in, and you were trying to rain on my parade, and they made it better because they brought presents.
No, they look better. That's why.
Well, yeah, that too.
Yeah,
that's yes, that's obvious.
Yeah.
Anywho, so yeah, man, that's just how I think it's gonna roll. Now, as far as tonight's concerned, I want this to come out looking good tonight. I mean. I got good feelings for Goran and Hassan. I don't know how this is going to roll with Deion Waiters. You know, he looked okay in the preseason, looked pretty good. Did a little playmaking, but it's the guy I mocked.
Here's what will tell you how this season will go. There'll be points in the game and in the season where the game will slow up a little bit and you'll have to, you know, run set offense and set defenses. And you'll be able to tell where your team's going to be or how your team is going to be throughout the year. Because in the playoffs, you know, it slows down a ton. Now, you can run and gun and do all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
but you still got to be able at some point during the game or when you play a better team, you're still going to have to play half-court offense, half-court defense.
Yeah.
And we'll see when those moments present themselves, you'll get a better indication of where your team is.
Well, the interesting thing today, too, is this you know, is that Orlando's got Vucevic. He's kind of been heat kryptonite for a lot of years. He's always a guy who puts up big numbers against the Heat. And it is a nice first test to sign, because a lot of teams do go away from the true big, but they have one.
They have one.
So it'll be interesting to see how that matchup goes for him. And this is going to be kind of the test. There's not going to be this minutes limit on him. There's not going to be this situation where he's going to be held back. You get $98 million. Don't get in foul trouble and stay on out there. Like, that's kind of the
That'll be interesting to see if he gets so excited and tries to prove so much that he gets in foul trouble.
Yeah.
That'll be the most interesting thing to me is, you know, they used to try to, you know, pace him so that he could play all out and not foul out. Well, now he has to play a ton of minutes if this team is going to have success. Can he stay out of foul trouble?
Let's get to headlines.
This is 790 The Ticket. WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar. With Fredo, weeknights beginning at 7. Here's what's trending now in Miami.
Tip-off tonight from the Amway Centers at 7 o'clock. We have the coverage here on The Ticket. You can hear the game here tonight. Zaslow, Tommy Todd got the pregame show starting at 6 o'clock. Tune into that. World Series yesterday, Leroy. Indians take a 1-0 series lead. Roberto Perez, 2 home runs for the Tribe, and they blew him out. Corey Kluber, this dude was awesome yesterday. He had 8 strikeouts in the first 3 innings, a World Series record. Badass.
Unbelievable. I mean, it was, say what you want about the Cubs. The Indians pitching is unbelievable.
Well, their bullpen's dynamite, man.
Right.
So, like, that's going to be the trouble for them, is if they do get an early lead, it's going to be tough for the Cubs, man, but they can mash. So we'll see how this series shakes out. But obviously this one coming up tomorrow night, tonight, it's a big one for them. We'll be back right after this. All right, welcome back. Toby, Leroy, and Beast here with you.
That's a hell of a job, a hell of a gig you got going there, Beast.
What do you do?
It's a hell of a gig.
Show up.
Oh, you want to know why I was late?
Willie Nilly.
No.
You want to know why?
Sure, huh? Man. What's happening?
What shenanigans I'm dealing with?
You make it sound like we should be happy that you showed up at all.
It is. Okay, listen.
Can you please text us the definition of what you have so we can,
I don't know. I've been suffering from the vertigo for a long time.
That's still going on, huh?
Yeah, it's still going on. Wake
I
up every morning.
With the wide base you have, you would never be dizzy.
I'd still dizzy. I just don't fall down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know why? You know what they used to say about me? Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Yep. Exactly. So the doctor is trying to get to the bottom of the vertigo, and one of the tests that they're going to run is a little brain MRI. Make sure there's nothing going on up in the noggin.
Isn't that a CAT scan?
No. They're going to do a brain MRI. Okay, with contrast.
Don't ask me, man.
That's what they're going to do. That's where we're at.
Are you scared?
No, I'm not scared.
Because in case they go up in there and it's just like...
I mean, I would... yes, I'm scared that I might have a brain tumor. That could be a problem.
Really?
Yeah, that'd be a bummer.
Really?
I mean, that would bring life down.
You're the only guy I know that could go from vertigo to brain tumor.
Well, it is one of the symptoms. Anyways, not that I've been on WebMD much. Anyways.
Kind of seems like, well, now it seems necessary.
No, that's what he does.
So
he doesn't check sports stories. He goes on the WebMD and watches some chick bust pimples.
Dr. Pimple Popper is awesome. I want to get her on the show. Anyways, at 20 minutes to 1, okay, I need to call the healthcare system of which I need to go get this MRI, the hospital system where I have to go to schedule the MRI.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to give this one shot. Normally, it's a long wait in this line. If someone picks up right away, then I'll go through it. I'll schedule. I'll be done. Just get out of the way. I got to schedule this. Doctor's like, you need it done, blah, blah, blah. Call it 1:40. By 1:41, I'm talking to somebody. I'm like, this is perfect. No problem. All right, sir. Yeah, okay. Get all your info, screen info. Yeah, I have your prescription here. I have your info. You've been to the, been here before. Got your insurance, all this stuff. Okay, good. okay, when would you like to come in for your appointment? I was like, whenever. You know, I need done stat, early or late appointment. I can't do anything between like 10 a.m. and like 3 p.m. Okay, like
you know that's getting scheduled for 2 o'clock, right?
All right.
So I'm just telling you right now.
So she comes back.
What day are you missing?
She comes back with, hey, can you do Thursday at 1 p.m.? I said, I just told you. I can't really do anything between 10 and 3. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. How's Friday at 2 p.m.? I'm like, okay. Early morning, late afternoon, evening. She's like, I got it. She goes, Monday, 6:30 p.m. I'm like, perfect. Schedule it. She's like, I'm having a problem here. They won't let me take this appointment. I'm like, what's the problem? She's like, well, you need to have your brain MRI. You need MRI room 2 at that facility. And MRI room 1's available, but I can't put you there. And MRI 2 doesn't have an appointment, but it seems like they're holding it for somebody. And
so a lot of details in the computer that, like, there's nothing to do with you.
Correct. And so then she's like, oh, let me call the facility. So she calls over there, comes back. She's like, oh, they say I can manually override it. I'm like, good, let's manually override that.
Perfect.
Yeah. Let me put you on hold for a minute. 15 minutes later, she comes back. Oh, sir, you're scheduled for your appointment on Monday. Now we have to go through the screening process.
Hmm. What's that?
You know, they ask you a bunch of questions. Do you have metal in your head? Do you have, like, something in your eye that's going to explode if the MRI, whatever? I'm like, I don't have time for this. Why are we doing this now?
So you're all set now, though?
I'm all set now.
All right,
I'm
going
to get my brain scanned.
Awesome. Awesome.
They did ask me how much I weigh. I'm a little bit concerned about my ability to fit in the round hole of the machine.
They just put your head in.
No, I know that. For the CAT scan, I had to have a CAT scan once of my shoulder because I have problems in my shoulder.
You had a CAT scan on your shoulder?
Yeah, I had to have
a CAT scan. Did they shoot you with the dye?
Yeah, I had the contrast and all that stuff. And I have to have that for the brain thing too, the contrast and the IV and all that stuff. They were measuring my stomach and the hole that I was going into to see if I would make it. And they're like, I think you'll just clear it. Like, they had a team of people at the hospital.
They have open ones now.
No, I know that, but the facility I was at, like, I don't know, that's where they scheduled. They had a team of people trying to figure out if the physics of me getting into the CAT scan machine.
If you need a team of medical professionals and you're not having surgery.
Yeah.
Like, that ought to tell you right there.
No, I know. That's what I knew. That's right about the time that I was like, I think that bariatric surgery sounds like a good idea. Since they have a tape measure out to try to figure out if I can fit in the machine.
I want to address the texter saying that I'm a traitor. I'm not a traitor.
You are a traitor.
I'm not a traitor.
Why are you a traitor?
Because they're upset because I didn't say LeBron is enemy number one this year, which he's not in the NBA's eyes. Listen, he's still enemy number one
in my eyes. Who's enemy number one then?
In the NBA's eyes, Kevin Durant.
No.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
He's saying LeBron could do no wrong because he's done something that nobody's ever done.
You mean from a national perspective?
Do you want to know on the national platform yesterday that Charles Barkley, simply because he doesn't like what he did, he put Klay Thompson and three other players ahead of Kevin Durant in the NBA? Like, huh? Yeah, man. Like, people are upset that he because of what he did. Like, it's just how the hot take game works.
Very rarely does a player leave a superstar when all the big name guys are complaining about not having them? And he left to go to Golden State, who was doing quite well without him.
Right. And
it would have been so much different if they traded for him, but he left and went as a free agent.
And he went to a team that
but
they lost to.
Question for you.
Yes.
Okay. Who was the hot team in the NFL when you were playing? Like the Dallas Cowboys? Was that around your time?
Dallas in the early 90s, and then the
San Fran was hot at the
no, they were just
Denver.
Coming off.
Denver
at the end.
Oh, okay. Okay. If you had a chance to back up Terrell Davis to go play for that behind that offensive line, would you turn it down?
Yeah,
because it would look like, oh, I'm going to win a title.
I would have turned it down because I'm not a big believer on grass being greener on the other side of the fence.
It's hard in football too because first of all, right. If you're an excellent free agent, it's rare you leave, and this is kind of becoming the new norm in the NBA. Like, who's the most dynamic player to do that in the NFL? And then to do it to a team like Darrelle Revis going to the Patriots?
Which, I mean, as we have learned that, yeah, the Patriots letting Darrelle Revis go is not.
It's just, yeah, it's rare that you're going to get one that's like a game changer. Like the one that comes to mind is when Brett Favre was going to separate with the Packers. They were,
but they cut him though. They
yeah, but they
really,
were they ended up trading him to the Jets, didn't they? Because they were steadfast in not letting him go to the
Minnesota.
Vikings.
Right.
So he had to go and play that year in New York, where, you know, he showed his deal to the massage lady, but that ended up getting the Dolphins Chad Pennington. But in the loop-de-loop way, that's what I can kind of comes to mind of a guy who would have gone to his rival to stick it to them. Or to put himself in a situation where he's better. And even then, that's at the end of his career. They right. wanted to get to Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
NBA, like, you know, this is what people do now. People join up. This, like, you know, they want to
yeah, but
form
you're talking about,
to make themselves top heavy.
You're talking about the two top players in the sport. And I would say, you know, you could argue the second one. But LeBron and then Kevin Durant switching teams, that has never happened. That would be like Jordan and Larry Bird switching teams. That would be like Larry Bird
well,
and Magic Johnson switching
like
teams.
Wade Boggs, he may have been a little past his prime, but he went to the Yankees.
Roger
Clemens left, went to Toronto,
but
then the Yankees.
Baseball's different.
He was still way in his prime.
Baseball's so much different because how much of an impact are you going to make?
I mean, if you're Roger Clemens and you get 20 wins a year, that's a pretty big impact.
Yeah.
If you're Wade Boggs and you're one of the best hitters in the league.
I mean, A-Rod had that when he went to the Yankees. When A-Rod went to the Yankees,
A-Rod going to the Yankees.
Okay, one. And Roger Clemens, keep in mind, when he left, who did he leave the first time?
Boston.
He went to Boston, went to the Blue Jays.
Went to the Blue Jays. Then
he left Boston and went to the Blue Jays.
He got that good Canadian.
When he left Boston, he wasn't pitching all that good.
Wait a minute.
He went up to...
Whoa, Nelly. I don't know about that.
He was going downhill, then all of a sudden he started throwing 99-mile-an-hour heaters.
People thought he was starting to get past his prime in Boston. Like,
get
once he went
here.
To Toronto. And
then all of a sudden he started pitching like...
Then, you know, he got that Toronto and, you know.
Are you...
You know what?
I'm just looking it up.
You're going to look this up?
The rest, as they say, with Roger is history.
It was almost like good riddance. Yeah. Mm. It was like good riddance. He's going downhill. You know, they say the guy that throws the heater, he doesn't last as long. Remember all those conversations? Mm. Then all of a sudden, he started winning Cy Youngs.
Mm-hmm.
Not just pitching better, Cy Young better.
Yeah. Those were good times. Baseball was so
good. Ed got the size of a melon, a big pumpkin.
Yeah. Oh, those are the glory days.
The glory days of baseball.
That's what I like to call the glory days of baseball.
Just juice everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So you looked it up? Yeah.
I haven't found
what
I'm
looking
for, though.
You just go look at the stats from his last year in Boston.
His last year in Boston, he had a 3.63 ERA. Then he went to Toronto and a 2.05 ERA.
And go read the next ones after that. All those.
2.65.
Keep going.
Then 4.60.
Oh, a bad year.
3.70.
Got that bad stuff.
3.51, 4.35, 3.91, 2.98, 1.87 in 2005.
Woo! Got a little pick me up.
That's when he was on Houston, though. That doesn't even count. Well,
Andy Pettit.
That doesn't even count.
Slathering it.
His last year in Boston, he was 10 and 13. And then he went to Toronto, and he was 21-7.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Bastard.
Anyway, so, no, Kevin Durant's, he's the guy this year, man. Like, that's where it spins on. Like, you really can't, there's nothing to get at LeBron, other than if you're down here and he was a Rat Fink to us. Like, we'll always have that. That's lifetime ammunition right there. But for the rest of the country, got nothing on him.
Okay.
Nothing.
Wait. So, I hate to do this.
But you'll do it anyways.
You're telling me that Skip Bayless hasn't reached into his bag of tricks and showed all of Team Petty how to still stay on LeBron.
Yeah, but he's Team Petty's fearless leader. I'm talking about the rest of he's like a unicorn. You know, like, it's so rare. Like, in he's going to be pristine in his LeBron hate till he's a skeleton in the ground. You can't shake Skip Bayless. You can't shake that guy. Right. Everybody else, though, the locusts need to go somewhere else. So and they've landed in the Bay Area. And them getting their asses kicked yesterday by 30 points, people are already going to start with, is this going to work? Is KD throwing a wrench in it? Will somebody have to step? Yeah, I was here in Levitard show. Draymond Green's mom is already complaining that Draymond's been taken out of plays. He's not getting enough touches. Like
Draymond Green?
Yep.
Wait. You have a team with KD, Klay Thompson,
yep,
and two-time back-to-back MVP. Unanimous MVP. And the fourth guy on that list is complaining about touches?
Yep.
Oh, this
well,
is...
Well, his mom is.
This is not going to end well.
Well...
When the fourth guy... You understand? That's like your third down receiver complaining about he don't get the ball enough.
Well, here's the thing, Leroy. Ultimately, it is going to end well because they're going to end up winning a title. Maybe it's not this year, but eventually, in a window of 3 years, if they're going to win.
If they don't win this year,
they're going to win.
Does that mean
back-to-back? It might. Well, the Spurs. Spurs looked pretty good yesterday.
Yeah. Based on a one-game sample, the Warriors overrated.
All right. That's what we're going to do,
That's your input.
Mm-hmm.
That's your input.
They're going to win. They're going to win a title.
They just won't win 78 games.
It always happens. It's the cycle. Like whether it's a case of it's going to happen this year, but you remember how ugly it got at some points last year for the Cavs? Do you remember the passive aggressive tweets LeBron was putting together? I mean, all the stuff he was just making up on his own mind, you know, like we were all laughing at them. And eventually it all gets right. So I don't know if this is certainly going to be your fill with drama, but it's their turn. If you're going to do that and you're going to go get Kevin Durant and Kevin Durant wants to sign up, you're going to take some of that. That's what comes with the territory. Sorry. Like, that's what you deal with.
That's pretty amazing that team is going to take any heat at all.
It is. I mean, unless you're telling me that they're going to break their own record last year, and they already got their ass kicked last night like they hadn't last year at all.
Not even worried about that. It's one game, man.
I understand it's one game, but I'm telling you, that is going to be the thing this year. Draymond's green mom couldn't last a game.
Right.
She couldn't last a game.
And you know everybody's going to start saying this because they added Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kevin Durant's going to take the heat. And he's almost become... the new Kevin Garnett.
In
like
what way?
When Kevin Garnett started, he was like love. He was so cool.
Yeah.
Everybody loved him.
You're right about that.
Then he went to Boston and just got ornery and mean. Yeah. And Kevin Durant, he started a little bit last year telling everybody to kiss his butt and go to hell and all this stuff. And you don't know what you're talking about.
And this year he gets to Golden State, and he's, you know, ripping Russ Westbrook at every turn.
Right.
And using him as the scapegoat for why he left. Yeah, it hasn't been very becoming of KD, that's for sure.
We'll see. I mean, if that's the conversation after one game, holy smokes, what happens if they lose two in a row?
There's some news with Jose Fernandez, something coming out from the Miami Herald. We'll give you that news next. And also, we'll hear some crazy as far as Charles Barkley on television last night.
Who's this, Toby?
It's Curtis Blow.
All right.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
All right.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Really?
Nope.
No. You kidding me?
I wouldn't have gotten it.
Really? This is like old school rap. You can hear everything. You can understand all the words. Very deliberate.
It's not Drake.
The beat is slow. Huh?
It's not Drake.
Speaking of which, we do have to address high treason that went on yesterday at the Q. Done my best to try and avoid everything that happened there yesterday. It's disgusting. Especially this Dan Gilbert. I mean, give me a break.
And you handed out the rings?
Ugh, yeah. Terrible. Just and you know this, you want to know why I can't get over it, Leroy?
141.
You want to know why I can't get over it? But it's him. It's him more than anything. because I just don't get it. How did he go back? Like, how did he go back to that guy who, you know, he's given interviews yesterday and he's saying, we had one bad night in 5 years. It's like, no, sir, that's the narcissism in your head. We's nothing. You had the bad night one in 5 years. He didn't do anything wrong. He went and did his right as being a free agent and leaving, and you mother bleeped him in Comic Sans and called him a coward.
Yeah.
So
he also said that he would win a championship before the Heat.
Right. So that's the one that always gnaws at me. Like all the things.
It
never happens with the basketball stuff. It's never. Like I watch them play. I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. They're good. But I see that. I see that snake. I see that sniveling rat.
Let me ask you a question.
Full tail.
What if LeBron is doing it for different reasons and he is just dealing with how he truly feels about his own?
And then I'm still upset that this dude gets to reap rewards for it.
Right. Right.
It still sits poorly with me.
Right. I mean, it does, but I can understand how it could sit poorly.
We.
All of a sudden, we're a big family now.
Yeah. Oh, he's like, we're going to sit down and discuss the direction. You're going to sit. What do you schedule these things years in advance to get a sit down with LeBron James? Hey, dummy, here's what the sit down's going to be. LeBron James is going to go up to you and say, hey, Maverick Carter's going to buy the team. Here's what you're going to sell it for. Like, that's
you think so?
Eventually, yes.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
No way, because the only way he could afford the team is if LeBron wasn't there.
Ooh. Poison pill.
No, I'm just saying, if LeBron leaves the team's going to drop like $300 million.
But that'll be all arranged, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because he'll end up going to play his retirement years with Chris Paul and the Lakers or whatever.
No, not here.
Man, that's going to be like the That's going to be like the old Elvis tour.
Yeah.
Chris Paul, LeBron, D-Wade, and Melo.
And Melo's going to be thinking, yes, this is the year.
Melo ain't going to make Jackson it because he's already walking with a limp now.
I got to be honest with you, though, man. I felt bad for Melo yesterday because he's playing with a couple of scrubs. That Joe Kim Noah.
Make him wait. Everybody, every other superstar got to make him better. He gets a pass?
It's not his fault.
Oh, it's not his fault. Wait.
It's Phil Jackson.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not a Melo guy.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Is Melo the only name another superstar that gets all the free passes?
He doesn't get any. He gets crushed.
No, he
for not having rings.
No, he does.
Came out yesterday and said a superstar shouldn't be defined by championships.
Of course, you know what that means? He is now understanding that he may never win one playing with these knuckleheads.
Melo!
Speaking of which.
Melo!
Blake Griffin! Speaking of which, I forgot to mention, we have two pairs of Heat tickets for opening
night
tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Night. So you want to keep listening. I will give them away before 3 o'clock. I'm not going to do the move where it's at the end of the show, at least for one of them. I may do that move.
Hey, when are we eating this bird and biscuits? That's what the new name for it.
What?
Bird and biscuits.
What are the biscuits?
No, just regular biscuits. We're going to put some biscuits, make some gravy, and you can sop it up with a biscuit.
I like biscuits.
We have a meeting tomorrow.
That means they have no update.
No update. Like, no. I'm telling you.
I think we have a place. It's just a matter of a time. And we are also in negotiations with Christian about being there.
Negotiations?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What's he want to be there?
I don't want to talk to you.
What's he want to be there?
I can't discuss it with you.
Because I got to tell you something. Whatever he wants, I want double.
No.
Well, because he is eating.
If Christian yell it, let me tell you something.
He's
right
like,
now.
No. Sorry, I said that wrong.
Let me tell you. Hold on.
No.
No, you already crossed the line, sir.
You're a suit.
And let me tell you something to your upper management, you fat cats at Entercom. If you give Christian Yelich $10, I want $20.
No, no.
If you give him $500, I want $1,000.
No.
Because you want to know something? I'm the one who gave him his publicity. Not him. Nobody gave a rat's ass about his home runs, and no one would give a rat's ass about him showing up if it wasn't for me eating that bird.
Okay.
So you better come quick with my money.
Stop. It's not about money. It's about when he's available.
Oh, okay.
What is Cuddy possibly be doing?
He's got a busy schedule.
Well,
telling you though.
Last time he had some free time.
If I find out, Christian Yelich got a fee for this.
Last time he had some free time, well.
Oh, yeah. And we'll try to get him in to co-host the show that day, too.
Yeah?
No.
Oh, yeah.
He's sit right here, right across from you.
Yeah. Oh, no. You know why he's going to sit over there?
That'll be riveting.
So Beast could pucker up. Because you, yeah.
Oh, no. You high five, five, fist pumping.
You won't be sick. You won't have bubble guts. You won't have vertigo.
No appointments
that
day.
You won't brain scans. None of that. If Kristen Yelich is sitting in that chair.
I'll wear a suit that day.
Oh, please don't.
Who are you impressing? You're impressing the Marlins left fielder?
Yeah.
He's here to see one of your hosts eat a bird.
That might be that.
Will you find this guy highbrow?
I mean, that might get me somewhere in life.
We're here over a bet eating vermin. Wait,
did you see that? Was that you, Beast, who sent me the bird video of them cooking crow and wrapping it
in
bacon?
Someone tweeted it at us.
Yeah. Wrapping it in bacon.
It's got to be good.
I don't know that. Nobody was smiling while they were chewing it. He said, the guy goes, the taste is authentic. yes. I've eaten a lot of food in my day. Authentic is not
a
word.
Oh, great. Now you got the textures against me. Beast, you're so corporate and it sucks.
Well, it's just, you know.
That's not me.
It wasn't you.
Used to be my homie.
You know.
Now you act like you don't even know me.
You used to be the Beast. You used to be. Yep. Just one of us.
I'm still. It says Beast on my business card.
Mm-mm. You've changed. You don't bleed orange and green. You come out and you bleed Entercom. And that's all this is. It's just a ruse. We're all just cogs in your corporate wheel. I see you putting together your PowerPoints with your futons and your spreadsheets.
Wait. We've gone a tad bit far. Beast ain't putting together no PowerPoints.
He's giving input.
You just yelled at Robbie for not forwarding you an email.
I have Excels. I do a lot of spreadsheets now. A ton of spreadsheets that I need to get for the boss. Get that done.
Anywho, stay tuned. We're going to give away some open tonight tickets. Stay tuned for that. Antonio Davis from ESPN. He's going to talk a little hoops with us next hour as well. Stay tuned. Enzo, keep listening. I'm flustered from the thought that Kristen Yelich is getting money. I feel backstabbed.
That you know of.
I can't believe this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.